I'm happy to introduce our next artist for you. We didn't really give you guys any indication as to what was going to happen. You guys kind of signed up for a chime show, but we always love to show off our friends because they're full of talent. And this next artist is no exception. I've played in a couple bands with Grant, and I've just kind of watched him grow. I've celebrated all five of his 21st birthdays. And I'm just really pleased that he could join us on the stage today. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, please welcome Mr. Grant Sabin.
Thanks, man. It's really great to be here with all you guys. Excited to play some songs for you.
I'm going to start off with a song by a guy named Furry Lewis, and he was a blues player down in North Mississippi. And my teacher, John Alex Mason, actually taught me how to play this song when I was about 13 years old, I think. It's a tune called the Judge Boucher Blues. Thank you. Song. This is a song that I wrote while I was on tour just recently. Me and my good friend Joe Johnson went on tour down to Mississippi and spent a lot of time there. We played a show at this really cool place in Clarksdale that was actually on an old cotton farm. It was one of the oldest cotton farms in Mississippi. And some amazing saint of a person walked into that place, and they walked into the cotton gin and they said, "I like it here. I'm going to turn this place into a juke joint." So they turned it into a juke joint, and all the old sharecropper shacks are now hotel rooms where the bands can stay and hang out. So I would highly recommend going there. It's called the Shack Up Inn. It's in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And just sitting on the porch of this sharecropper shack and looking at this old cotton field and all these old buildings, it gives you a whole lot of feeling. There's a tune about... kind of about the slaves, a song for the slaves that worked on that field and made it what it is today. gonna build a tower. It reaches to the heaven. So I can see the people. And I can have the power. Everyone below me. A single common man. United by their voices. Guided by my hand. You will. You will. You will build me a tower. Stone hammer, set copper wire, make bricks from broken bone, and bake them in the fire. Pull down half the forest, pull the stone from where it lies. No rest for the builder until the trumpet cries. Right-handed, but my left hand is my beer hand, so I always have to make sure that my beer is on the left side. So. This is a song that I think of as a true blues song, because to me, what the blues is it's not really a type of music; it's more of an action or something that you do with music, and I think it's kind of a type of bloodletting where you like get the poison out of yourself. And you do something to it, and you turn it into a type of anti-venom or something. You turn it into medicine. So I always tell people that before I play this song, because this is a really sad song. I don't want you guys to worry about me. I'm doing fine. It's a tune called Far Forgotten Friend. Thank you. got my friend. Lost in the ocean. Blue is the color of my sin. The boat was broken by the boulders on the beaches. This is a gospel song. The gospel just means good news. This song's good news to me. It's a tune called Well Oh Well.
Thank you.
The trouble with being a multi-instrumentalist is that you have too many things. You have too many accessories. There's got to be changing things around. This is a song that I wrote. This is a tune that is actually kind of, it's based, the whole rhythm of the song is based off of the sentence, everything is as it should be. So if you think that, in the beat, you can kind of feel the song a little bit more if you kind of hear that in the beat every once in a while. And this is a song that I kind of wrote as a reminder for myself. This is a tune called "Sit Quietly, Son." Thank you.
see quality time. The light will show you peace if you require more. Let your mind be quiet, spirits free from war. Sit quietly, son. Sit quietly, son. Angels came to sing sacred melody. Not the family rhythm will sing a song much slower. Sit quietly, son.
Song I wrote the day before my 21st birthday, actually, or day after, maybe. The real one, not one of the five ones that my man was talking about earlier. Yeah, this is a song I wrote about a dream I had. I was thinking a lot about how your body regenerates all of its cells every 7 years. So every 7 years, you're a totally different person than you were 7 years ago. You're not even made out of the same stuff anymore. So, anyways, I had a dream where I went into this old train car and I met all the versions of myself that have existed over time. And this is a tune I wrote about it called Letter to an Old Mirror. Well, I've been on that same train once before. This time I'm walking, this time I'm walking down the abandoned train. Well, I hope I make it, I hope I make it to that old sleeping car so I can sit and try to remember how to close.
close my eyes. Rest in peace. Oh, rest in peace. You're gone. Hardly a memory. Say I used to be you till I blew away. Till I blew away. Till I blew away.
Change tunings once again. People say you have to sacrifice a lot for your music, and I think I've sacrificed at least a pound of hair to this harmonica harness right here. For all the tuning, when I first started music, I started playing an open E, and I liked that for a while. And then I started playing an open D, and I tuned down to open D, and I liked that. And then years went by, and now I'm playing an open C. And sometimes I worry that by the time I'm an old man, I'll be playing in frequencies that aren't even audible to the human ear. Only whales will be able to hear it. Somebody, how much time do I got? Like one, two more? I'll play two more. Thank you guys very much for listening, by the way. My name's Grant Sabin. It's really great to be here in Mike's backyard, in his greenhouse, playing for all of you guys. I do have some CDs for sale over there at the merch table if you guys are interested. Visit Chelo over there. This is a song that I wrote called The Rivers of Bliss and Bane. Well, I've been wandering through the darkness since the sun went down. Don't pity me, quickly, friendly stranger. I like to wander around, but when the cold wind blows, it's such a thankless pain. Will you please give me shelter from the water, from the rain? Thank you.
stranger, it's a hard wall, and it sure is long. I try to walk the straight and narrow, but I've done many things wrong. I had to kill that coyote, and now my hands are stained. But I can wash them in the water from the river, from the rain. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Somebody told me I should walk down to where the river splits in two. Cut a year's growth down in one stroll from the hardwood of a youth. And I'll utter with intention the words bliss and bane. And then I'll drink from the water, from the river, from the rain. Thank you, stranger, for your kindness. It's hard to come by these days. People get so sad and lonely, and they forget their gentle way. Sometimes it's just like I am, wearing a bearing ring. But now I'm floating in the water down the river in the rain.
Alright, I think I got one more for you guys. It's kind of a little country blues song that I wrote. This is a song I wrote about a little ceramic three-legged frog that sits on my dresser and brings me good luck. Thank you. guys very much. My name's Greg Sabin. I'll see you guys next time. Give it up for the Wind Chimes. They're up next.